Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your festive couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is December 10th, 2012.
And this is episode 86. In the mix. So what is going on, everybody? Happy Monday. This is another episode of the Valentine Cast.
I'm happy to be here.
Yep, I am too.
I made it another week. I'm not dead.
Yep, we're not dead.
So, yay.
When's the end of the world coming?
I don't know.
Because you know Obama.
Apparently every day to somebody different.
Well, no, the Mayan thing. When's it
coming? Oh, it's the end of this year. It's supposed to end.
Yeah, you know, Obama's back in office. They put Satan back in office.
Yeah, that's the sign of the devil. They're going to start stamping it on our foreheads.
And it's the end of the year. So everybody send me your money. Because, you know, that's one of the things you want to do before
If you're dead, why you need your money?
Because, you know, on your bucket list is to give Jay and Renee all your money. that
should be on everybody's bucket list. I'll take your money.
So I got some good news for everybody. Mostly my cough, cold thing is gone. I say 99%. Depends how hard Renee can make me laugh today.
I probably won't make you laugh that hard. I'm not that funny. But nobody is happier that your sickness is gone than me. Because I am the one that has to live with it for most of the day.
I'll admit, with me being on call last week and then getting on the tail end of my sickness, I was pretty grumpy. And I usually handle it pretty good. I handle it well, cause Superman does good. You know,
that's right.
Oh, Renee,
sorry,
dog it.
Sorry.
Why are you chatting me?
I thought you had muted it. That's all.
Now I gotta get out of G Talk.
I'm so sorry. I was sending you an important message without having to interrupt you, but you didn't have it muted like you were supposed to.
Yeah.
And it went off.
Hey, Strumpet. Okay, So the reason Renee, I am me, is that we have in the chat room, we have today Mr. Paul Fox from the East Coast, West Coast film podcast. Hello. And we have Mr. Demodarius, a good friend of mine from, that I used to work with the state of Nebraska. What is going on, Greg? You know, there's a story with Greg and I, you know.
Is it a sexy story?
It kind of is, you know. Mm. There was something where he had, I'm trying to remember, but pretty much I used to wear shorts under mine.
This is a sexy story. Yeah, continue.
I think he spilled something on his pants or something like that.
It sounds like the Modern Family episode.
And I told him that he can have my pants because I wore shorts up under my pants. I wore camouflage shorts and it was a 20 ounce mocha that he had spilled on himself, and I proceeded in the office, in the cubicle farm, to take my pants off, and I had on...
Did anybody start taking out dollars and stuff?
I had on camouflage shorts, because those were some of my favorite shorts I like to wear, because for some reason, I wore shorts, underwear, and pants.
You like to be layered.
I was layered.
You never know what's going to happen.
You
could be taken out on a... surprise plane trip to Florida, and you might need shorts.
Right,
so
I'm proceeding to take my pants off and give them to him. I mean, this is...
In front of the whole office?
Yeah. At least on our row, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was me, it was myself, Greg. So that was... And then beside Greg, I think, was Dick, which his name was... Yeah, he wanted to be called Dick. His name was Richard, right?
I can't and call Deanna. Anybody Dick with the straight face.
He
I
wanted to be called Dick, right?
But I can't...
I know, and
I just can't.
But here's my thing: I knew he wanted to be called Dick, but I would call him Richard just to piss him off, you know. And then I had a friend that was named Rick, and I would call him Dick just to piss him off.
You're trying to piss everybody off. Do you see what I've married? A person that likes to piss everybody off.
And we also have Hando again here. What's going on? Hi, we Hando. Have one Steph. Hi, 52. One Steph. She is awesome. She coached me through some of my sickness when I came home that Wednesday with a neti pot. And she told me, you know, she helped me out along with Ginger via IM and chat, you know, telling me what I need to do, what should I expect, not to be scared and everything else.
Scared like and, a little kid.
And it was funny. When I first met one Steph, I thought Steph was short for Steven, right?
Short for Stephanie.
Right. So I thought it was Steven.
Why'd you think it was Steven?
I don't know. And we were in the tadpool.
Because it's Steve for Steven.
And so I was kind of handling her just like one of the guys. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's sexist. You should handle everybody the same.
No, because I give guys worse shit than I give ladies.
But the thing is, though, how could you? It's Stephanie.
Because I'm a guy. For some reason, I default. Like, okay, so I listened to Liam O'Brien's podcast.
Right.
And the guy that he does the podcast with, he says whenever he does voiceover work, and if it's a guy, if they don't tell him that he's not gay, his guy is going to be gay. Right. Don't know why. That's just how.
So that's what he does.
That's what he does.
Voice acting.
Right, so he does the voice acting as a gay guy.
They're like, Liam, we're going to need
well,
to do that.
Well, not Liam.
Over.
It was the guy that he does the podcast with.
That's
so
funny.
For me, with the way I act online is I automatically think everyone's a guy.
That's so sexist.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty.
Attention, chat
majority, majority of
sexist.
The time, I am correct. So.
Apparently, you're a gay guy, Steph.
So,
that's what Jay's
so I found
say, yes.
out that she's a girl, and I was like, glad. Because I was like, hey, I don't have to give you as much shit as I give Malinor, Hieroprot, and some of the other guys that I give shit.
Apparently,
in
it's
the tadpool.
It's a effort to give people shit. Cause
oh, it
you're
is.
Saying,
I mean, because
I
one,
shit. That's
one
less
we have Hieroprot. He's the drunk Texan. Mm-hmm. You know, that's always tech, that's always drunk. And we have Malinor, who's the cranky Canadian that's selfish, that doesn't want to share his poutine with anyone. You know, so typical, you know, maple syrup bears and stuff like that. So
igloos.
Yeah. Igloos and everything
no black
else. And races. Right. Because, and then also, we have Strumpet in
oh my
the
God,
chat room
so,
today.
I need some. I think I need to lay down on my fainting couch because
Strumpet's know,
here.
We have Ooh. Strumpet 101. Our dear friend. I mean,
I love Strumpet.
She's in the chat room today. I am. Pleasantly surprised, and I am overly pleased to have everyone.
You all tell me really like Strumpet?
Well, I like everybody in the chat room.
Yes, I know, but you're very exuberant
right.
about Strumpet.
And, you know, I mean, we have stretched the time zone of no end today. You know, we're all far east to Colorado, Arizona, and...
All the awesome
and beyond,
people.
And we're all the way out to Oregon too. So, I'm really excited about that. And you guys are awesome, and we love you guys. Oh. So we're gonna go ahead and jump into our weekend wrap up.
Oh my God, you might well just make a freaking bumper. At
when
this
was the
point?
Last time I did that though?
It doesn't matter. The total time you've done it is enough.
Right.
It's just not.
I could just go out and just export it out. So
we were,
you know, we've talked about the Christmas tree and everything.
So just to give you all a little background, our Christmas tree, we bought it 2 years ago.
It was two years ago.
And we were in our apartment and we were poor.
Right.
We're still poor. We're still poor, but we weren't as poor.
Right.
So we actually... wanted a tree that wasn't, you know, a foot high. So we went and got a $35 Christmas tree from Walmart. And if you know the prices of trees, you can imagine how this looks.
It was a pre-lit one too. So take the fact that it's $35 and it's also pre-lit.
So you can imagine what kind of quality.
They had to take some cuts somewhere else.
So you can see through the branches
pretty much.
But it worked for our apartment. We put it up in our house. It didn't look so good. I was like, can we move the branches somehow?
You know, it just wasn't working. You know, we're fanning the branches. We're trying to manipulate them to fill in the gaps.
It was only like, what, 6 feet tall?
It was 6.5 feet tall, which was plenty high. Yeah, it's and it wasn't high. About height. I mean, in that fullness. 6.5 feet, it had one, two. So like
you can see the tiers.
The bottom two sections had probably about 8 rows of branches,
and you could see through them. You could count the rest,
and it had no girth.
No girth. It's the Charlie Brown tree grown up.
It was like the ugly duckling is now, almost a swan.
But it's still ugly. So we decided it's time for a new tree.
Right.
So we ponied up the cash for something that's going to last years.
Yeah, so yesterday we went to Costco and we picked up one of those 7.5 foot.
We didn't intend to pick it up.
Not a plan. We walked into Costco with no cart. We went in to get burritos.
And milk.
Lettuce.
And milk.
And milk.
And that's it.
And we come out with a Christmas tree, 2 boxes of burritos, lettuce.
We buy anything else?
I got stocking stuffers for Danielle, Kim.
Costco's evil.
I know.
I do this every time I step into Costco.
And here's the thing. So I don't have the executive membership to Costco. And they try to get you to buy this executive membership. Because you get apparently some money back. And every time I go in, that one lady, her name is Brenda. I know her name. And she knows my name because she's like, "Hey, Mr. Valentine." And she said, "You know you already missed out on $67, right?" I'm like, "Woman." Because she's like, "Can I see your card so she can scan my card and tell me how much money I done lost?" You know.
That's funny.
And I'm like,
"Is it ever going to work? Are you getting swayed?"
No, I'm not getting swayed. I don't know. I don't understand the benefit of getting, even though I get money back.
But there's a chance you might not spend.
Right.
It's a gamble. It's like gambling. I mean, we don't love gambling.
Yeah. So. It's like I'd rather miss out on getting my $67 back and not spend $110, you know.
Agreed. So this tree that we got from Costco, it is 7.5 feet tall for one.
Right.
It's awesome. So we got it home and we took it out and it's so big that the middle section, Jay thought that was the bottom.
Yeah, that's what tripped me out.
That's how big it is.
So I put the middle section in and it's like wobbly on the stand. I'm like, man, this doesn't fit right. Something's not right. And then you pull the other part out.
I was like, babe, that's not right. It has a little red thing on the bottom and that one doesn't.
And you know how I am about reading instructions.
I know, you don't read instructions. He just starts building.
Yeah.
It drives me insane. Read the directions and then you'll have this problem.
Right.
So we got everything put together. It looked good. It's tall.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very wide.
Right.
It's wider than we thought it was going to be, but it's not too wide. It's just really wide.
Right.
And it's really pretty, and it's all filled in. You can barely see the little trunk. It looks almost real. Mm-hmm. I have my first grown-up tree, adult tree.
Yeah, so it's like, this reminds me of the tree of when I was a kid, except the tree we had was a Blue Mountain pine.
Mm-hmm.
But it was full like this, and we actually had a string of lights on it and everything else. And this was the first time that we actually wrapped a tree as well.
Yeah,
with ribbon.
Yeah, we took, because this is something neither of us did when we were kids.
Right.
For decorations for the tree, we used to have tinsel until my mom got tired of cleaning it up 2 weeks after. So that ended when the twins were babies. And then we just hung up ornaments and lights. And that's all we had on the tree. And so I would see these fancy trees and they would have ribbon around it. Mm-hmm. I was like, I thought only fancy people put ribbon around their trees.
Yeah.
So we got ribbon and we wrapped it up. It looks all fancy. And I'm going to actually put a picture of it in the show notes.
Yeah.
And you can see.
And just let you know your head's cut off in your video.
Oh.
A little bit. If you want to adjust. But that was our tree experience. So we have a tree that's going to last forever.
I'm not buying another tree unless this one breaks. I'm just not.
Well, we're going to have this one for 3 years because it's got the warranty on it.
At least three. Maybe we can break it right before the warranty and we can get another one.
All right. And then, so next, this thing is that I am on a vendetta. Is that a right term?
A vendetta is like, it's kind of like revenge.
I am on a crusade.
There you go.
For Mr. Crocker's health.
My father, for those of y'all who don't know who Mr. Crocker is.
Since everyone else decides to enable Mr. Crocker.
Well, I feel, all right, so my father contracted diabetes about maybe eight
to
10 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, it was a while ago. So,
And sorry, Mr. Crocker, yeah. We're putting you out like that.
People are not going to know who he is.
Okay.
So he doesn't care. he had to stop eating a lot of things. He used to drink Pepsi every day.
Right,
he couldn't do that anymore. He loves bread. He couldn't eat it as much.
Right.
So we feel bad.
Everybody in that family.
Except my mom.
No, your mom used to feel bad.
My mom used to feel bad, but she didn't feel bad anymore.
And so Mrs. Crocker has put her foot down over the past few years that I've known her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a little bit after I got here, and she said, no more. You know, I'm not
frying anything.
I'm not frying anything. I'm not making this. I'm not making that.
Yep.
For you and everything.
She's
if
you would like it, you got to cook it, is
right,
what she said.
Right. So what's happening now is that Miss Crocker makes these awesome rolls.
Oh, these rolls. I can't even begin to tell you how awesome these homemade rolls are.
Right.
They are stuff of legends.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, she puts sugar in them. They're good.
They're good
rolls.
With some butter. Oh,
you know,
some ham.
But the thing is that this year she said, I am not making the rolls. And I'm like, yes.
Everybody said,
no. Everybody said, and I said, yes. Because Mr. Crocker is not going to have his rolls because he's not going to get sick anymore.
Yeah, and my dad loves his rolls so much. What a mom would do, she would make a batch of rolls and all the leftover dough, she would make one big roll and that would be his roll.
Right.
And so that was every year. So,
right.
Dad was like, you're making rolls? She said, no, I'm not making rolls.
And then Renee's sister, Deidre, stands up and said, I'll make the rolls. I was like, what is going on here? And I was like, all right, that's it. Renee, you're not making the cookies. The snickerdoodle cookies. Renee was like, that's right. I'm not going to make the cookies. And then her dad turned on the Sammy thing.
The sad
Sammy
face.
Puppy dog. I'm
like,
bad, but I'm so cute.
I only have that once a year.
I only have that once a year.
So I make the cookies with Splenda, but they still aren't good for him. Because I make a batch. He eats the whole freaking batch in like 2 days. So it's not good for him. So I said, I'll make 8 cookies.
Well, no. Mr. Crocker was like, if you don't make, I know he was kind of like, if you don't make these cookies, you're not coming over for Christmas. Because I was waiting for that. I was waiting for that.
He keeps asking me when I'm going to make them.
When you going to make these cookies, Renee?
He like wanted a set date. Is it going to be before Christmas? What is it that you're going to do it? Like, I'm like, Dad, I will make the freaking cookie. So I might make a small batch, 8 cookies, and he's not happy about 8 cookies.
You are making a small batch. There's no mic.
Okay, I'm making the small batch, 8 cookies. And he was like, 8 cookies, that ain't enough. I was like,
that's not going to last me one day.
I was like, well, make it stretch.
You know.
So, and next year, I might not make the cookies. Sorry, Dad, if you're hearing this, but I really want you to be healthy. And I'm really not good for you.
Right.
I'm not going to be the enabler anymore.
So we're stopping the enabling in the house.
But I'm still baking a tons. My snickerdoodles are the best snickerdoodles in the whole freaking world. I don't care what anybody else says. My snickerdoodles are amazing.
And so along with these talk of food, so Mrs. Crocker, you know, she's been handing off a lot of the duties. I said duty. of the Christmas, you know, of meals in general. So we were going through what everyone can make. So everybody's picking items, and then the ham comes up. And I said, you know what? I'd like to make the ham. You all should have seen everybody's face that was in. No, everyone except for Miss Crocker and Dee. Everyone else looked at me like I was crazy and was like, oh, you're not making that ham. Because you're going to mess it up. Because
my mom makes awesome ham. Like, my mom is such a good cook. I know everybody says that about their mom, but my mom is amazing.
And I'm going to use her recipe. So it comes down to I can't make the ham, right?
No. Okay, what? No one said you can't make the ham.
Everybody said everything but that.
Because but we didn't say you
I'm gonna go
make
into
the ham.
I'm gonna go into the yams in a minute, and I'm gonna. This is how it happened.
All right.
And then, but what happened after that was that A few days later, Deidre said she was going to make it, and everybody was cool. That's sexist, for one. That's sexist. You hear that, chat room? You hear that, mm-hmm. listeners? That's sexist. When it's they call sexist. Me sexist earlier.
It's not sexist.
It's sexist because then Demetrius said, I'll make the yams. Renee begins to cross-examine Demetrius about, you better follow the recipe mom has and what you're going to put in them and everything. And then she looks at Danielle, which is her sister, Demetrius' wife, and says, you're going to watch him, right? You make sure he does what mom does. And because why? Because y'all because, sexist. Okay, y'all grew
we
up with
have these awesome yams every year. And the first time D makes them, if they're gross, he'll never touch yams again.
Well, here's the thing. Kim made the green beans one time and she messed up. Somebody else made something the first time and they messed up. But y'all were forgiving of the sisters.
Kim makes but amazing dressing.
But when it comes to the men.
You haven't even made anything wrong yet.
But
we could probably forgive you all.
I know I haven't. I haven't made anything wrong because I'm freaking amazing. And that's why I don't understand why you tripped out on me about this ham.
I didn't trip out.
Renee, you gave me that look too.
I was, no. The look I gave you was, oh, I'm surprised that he volunteered for the ham. And that's all my look was.
Oh, whatever. There was no
it
surprise.
It wasn't, Jay, you can't do this.
No.
It
this
wasn't
is,
that.
This is the, it wasn't the same surprise you had when I asked you to marry me. It was
oh
the,
my God.
This surprise was like, oh, hell, you making the ham?
No.
You better not beep that shit up.
That's not what I was saying. I was just surprised. And plus, I love ham. So, yes, of course, I don't want you to mess it up. But I have faith.
So now.
You could have done it. But now you aren't doing the ham.
I'm not doing the ham.
I'm not doing it.
I'm making the mac and cheese. And I'm going to call my.
Which is still an undertaking.
I know. And I'm going to make my grandma. I'm going to call my grandma. And I'm going to get her Mexican cornbread recipe. Right. And I'm going to make the Mexican cornbread recipe. But you know what? I hope y'all enjoy y'all damn ham. And I hope it's good.
And if it's not good, you say, see, I should have made the ham.
You know, I might sneak in early and put something on it. Put some, I don't know what I put on it.
Put pepper all over
yeah,
it.
I can empty all the pepper on it or something. And speaking of holidays, there's a lot of holiday cheer.
Yeah, there's holiday cheer
yeah,
around.
Yeah,
yay.
And you just want to wish everybody a happy holiday and everything.
Happy holiday, everybody.
And don't let the monetizing, is that the right word? I want to check with Renee. Renee's
yes.
my dictionary.
Yes,
you're the monetizing
of the holiday.
You're
yeah.
my red squiggly line or my blue squiggly line when I'm talking.
I'm your red squiggly line.
You're my real time grammar.
Sounds like
and
a freaking card.
Grammar and spelling check.
You are the red squiggly line to my Word document.
Right. So don't let that get to you. Push past that. I mean, I'm gonna challenge you one. Push past that, even though it can potentially make you grumpy. If it makes you grumpy, push past it and celebrate family, celebrate
yeah.
friends.
It's not about money. Like, I could not get any gifts at all, and I would
right.
not care,
just,
seriously.
Just enjoy, you know. Enjoy. I mean, and don't just do it this year. Do it all year long, you know. I'm just thankful for all my friends. I'm thankful for all my family. I'm just thankful for all you all listening to the sounds of my voice and everything else. So, we also sent out our Christmas cards.
We did something awesome.
Yeah, so.
On time?
Yeah, we did.
No rushing?
Well, it wasn't really on time.
It is on time.
I thought, what's the day you're supposed to send out Christmas cards?
It'll get there this week. Christmas
I know,
isn't for a long time.
But there's the last day.
Oh, is it really a
yeah.
socially acceptable day you're supposed to send? Greg says December 24th.
Hey, yeah, that,
is
that'll
there
work
a
too.
Socially acceptable day
right.
to send cards out? I don't even know
I
what that is.
I think so.
Well, in that case, we have a lot of friends who aren't in the know on socially acceptable.
And so, I think.
I don't think so. I think you're making this up.
I may be, but I could have sworn.
You're trying to make it up to make our friends feel bad.
I could have sworn. Oh, here it is. Oh, it's the UK.
Oh, the British people.
So the British have one for standard mail. They have recommendations. So it's the 13th.
It's to get there on time, not right. that you should send it by.
So standard mail, you would do it by the 13th. Second class is the 18th. And then first class is the 20th. So So, I mean, our mail person is running late. I mean, we get home before our mail shows up, which I find really odd.
It doesn't usually happen like that, but since the holidays have started,
yeah,
the mail comes at like 5.
Right.
It's
right.
Crazy.
So I'm excited. You know, I was excited to see, you know, the people that we send out Christmas cards to and stuff. Hey, if you send us a Christmas card, you might get on our list. Well, it's no special list. We just have people that we have addresses for that we send those out to. So, I'm not going to jump into tech, but I did have a little scare right before the show. I think it was last show or it was sometime last week. I think I may have bumped my mixer and my AC connector in the back is shattered. And it's still working because you listen to the sound of our voice, but I'm starting to get paranoid and I may have to buy a new mixer. But yeah. So I thought we were going to have a show. I thought I'd have to run to Radio Shack or somewhere and buy a mixer pretty doggone quickly. So anyway, with that, let's jump into a bit of media.
Media.
Was that low?
No.
Oh, it wasn't? Okay. All right. So,
I'm about to shock the crap.
Well, and here's the thing about shocking the crowd. Jeff is not even here.
It doesn't matter. Jeff's going to listen. So
Bronco
Jeff,
isn't even here.
Jeff, listen to me. I am about to blow your mind.
What's like, that?
Kaboom.
Like, boom.
Okay. The choice of movie that we picked last week, guess what? I've already watched it. And I didn't know it. The movie was Then She Found Me.
Yep.
Already saw it. Boom.
So,
and
but
then
not only that, we watched Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, it was so sad. But we'll talk about that in a minute. And we watched Mansum, which is about
male grooming, manscaping.
That is a documentary. So, do you want to talk about Mansum first? Or do you want to talk about Brokeback Mountain first?
We can talk about either one.
Talk about Brokeback Mountain, so we don't end on a sad note.
All right, so we're going to talk about Brokeback Mountain.
And Jay doesn't...
Oh, and we also watch Lord Save Us From Your Followers.
I told you there was another one.
Yeah, we watched Lord Save Us From Your Followers.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Okay, anyway, so Brokeback Mountain was really sad, but Jay didn't find it as good of a movie as I found it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good movie. I mean, it was a love story.
Yeah,
you know?
It was a love story, but it was so sad and it was so good.
But I don't.
The actors were really good.
They were.
They were good at conveying their emotions.
They were, but I don't.
I love Brokeback Mountain.
But I don't understand why it was such a rave back in the day.
I mean, I'm not gonna do any spoilers. It's sad, but
it's an old movie. I mean, come on. There's stuff that
you saw. I don't like anybody to spoil anything. No
I'm
matter
not gonna
how old
spoil
it is.
Anything. Well, one, you said it was sad, but I'm not gonna
it's
spoil.
Not spoiling. I didn't say why it was sad. Like a dog. Could have died in the movie, and that would have been sad. So we don't know why I'm sad.
A sheep died in the movie.
Spoiler. But it was a
really
good movie.
How did it die?
And
the death of that sheep. Oh, you guys are gonna be shocked.
I guess a lot of people thought it was good only for the controversial content. I think
that's what turns me off about it.
Oh,
is that when people turn it into something like that, it irks me.
But the thing is, I wouldn't even think it. I thought it was a really good movie. If the leads had been a female and male, I would have thought the same thing.
Yeah.
So I just thought the actors were really good, and it just made me feel good and sad.
Right.
Time.
So it wasn't a bad movie.
But I have to say those parodies ruined it for me because every time I heard nar, I can think about all the Brokeback Mountain parodies. It ruined it.
I can't quit you or I won't quit you or whatever.
I wish I could quit you. No, I wish I knew how to quit you. I think is what he said.
Or whatever it is.
Anyway, so Brokeback Mountain, and then
because when that came up, I got to yell, "There it is, babe."
There's the famous line. All right.
And then, so the other movie or the documentary we saw was Mansum. Are we doing Mansum now?
Yeah, we can do Mansum.
Mansum was about manscaping, which it talked about follow this guy with his long ass beard, and it was just about men facial hair, men grooming.
Metrosexual,
blah blah blah.
It was interesting.
But
I hate Adam Carolla. I do hate Adam. Oh my gosh, his views make me want to punch him in the face.
Adam Carolla, to me, is a persona, and that persona is for him to have those crazy ass views to get people pissed off.
Well, if he was trying to piss me off, he did a good job because he pisses me off.
Well, Renee, you get really pissed off about anyone that's being misogynist.
Well, of course I do. You shouldn't be misogynist.
Well, some people just do it for the freaking, just to do it for
anyway,
to troll.
So,
I guess.
What do you think about male grooming? You see yourself in the mirror with facial creams and making sure your eyebrows are perfectly arched?
No, not really. I mean, I have had my eyebrows threaded. I have had that. I've also had my face threaded as well when I was in Nebraska.
That once.
Once.
So that
I had
doesn't
it
really
done
count.
Once. But I will say, don't tell me it doesn't count. It does count.
I mean, it doesn't count.
I don't get
as
it,
metrosexual type.
No, it doesn't. I'm not
you
saying
you only did
I'm,
it once.
I'm not saying I'm metrosexual because I had it done sexical because I had it done because I had it done once.
Okay,
I had it done. But I will say for you ladies and men that have been threaded and get threaded regularly, I applaud you because the first time I had it done, I cried when he was working on my stuff. So, and I will say it lasted
Chicken.
For a long time. What? You
no,
won't even
no,
get
no,
it done.
No, I'm kidding. I do not want
to
get it done.
I know you won't because we'll go to the mall tomorrow and I'll be like, she wants to get her eyebrows threaded. So don't mess with me. I almost said a bad word.
Yeah, my parents listen to this and your kids do too. So let's not do that.
So it's painful, but it lasts for a long time. So I've had that done. I've recently started taking care of my feet better because I had the crack heels and stuff like that, and they were dry. I wasn't keeping them moisturized and stuff like that. I mean, there's some simple stuff that I do. But taking care of my feet, everybody should do that regardless because that's your foundation for your body when you're walking and stuff like that. And I actually had feet problems because of my weight at one time. I've had a pedicure before. I've had a manicure before. I've had a full body massage in China. Which only cost me like $10 because back in 2002, that's when the US dollar was worth a lot in China. So it cost me $10, which was like 88 yuan or something like that, back in China. So I've experienced it before. Hell, what I want to go back and get a pedicure now that my heels are under control with you, you know. And, you know, I had an ingrown toenail back when I lived in Greensboro back in like pre-2000. I had an ingrown toenail that kept reoccurring and I finally had it cut out. But the podiatrist cut it so that toenail would never grow back again. So
it looks kind of funky.
So it looks kind of funky. So I'm a little self-conscious about my big toe on my right foot. But
yeah, he always kept on socks when he met me. No,
so,
that's not true.
So if you all see me at Nerd Tackling, if I'm wearing sandals, if I see you looking down at my feet, I know you listen to the podcast and I know you're trying to see my big toe and stop it because you may. So yeah. And so what did you think about Manson?
I thought it was good. And I don't have a problem with men wanting to look good. It's good to want to look good for themselves, to not want to look good to attract somebody with the opposite sex, but that's why people try to look good too.
Right.
It's human nature to try to, you know, try to attract someone.
Right.
But I don't have a problem. I just think, people shouldn't let it rule them.
Right.
You know, they shouldn't make it to where their lives are being impacted negatively by, you know, grooming.
Right.
But I do not like full beards. Sorry for those who have full beards. It's not my thing.
Right.
I do like facial hair. That is my thing.
You do like facial hair?
Hi, Malinor. Malinor's here. Cranky Canadian that's selfish and won't give anybody his poutine, according to Jay. That's what Jay said.
You got to go back and listen to
so,
that.
So Manson was nice. I learned a lot of things about men. So it was good.
Right. So, I mean, here's my thing, you know, but I don't. So what are your feelings about men that could possibly spend more time in the bathroom than yourself?
That would annoy the crap out of me because I'm not as spend time in the bathroom kind of person.
Right.
My spending time in the bathroom, putting on makeup, it's 5 minutes and I'm done.
Right.
Like I'm and like my sisters take an hour. I'm in and out. I don't have time for that. So if someone's taking longer than me, I'm like, look, I don't have time for you. You need to hurry it up.
Right.
Because I'm impatient. So.
All right. And then the next movie we watched, documentary that was on our list from our backtrack was Lord, Save Us From Your Followers. Mm. This was a movie that I added after we watched What's the Meaning of Life, one of those documentaries that was from the non-Christian side, which was from... it wasn't atheist side, was it?
What?
That first documentary we watched.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. So it was from an atheist point of view.
It was an atheist point of view. This is
about the meaning of life or whatever.
Oh, the meaning of that one. I thought you meant the Bill, the other one that we watched.
No.
Okay. Yes, that one was from more of an agnostic.
Yeah, more of an agnostic. And then this one I added because it was more. I forgot that it was. The guy that did it was actually a Christian.
Right.
And basically what he's doing, he's calling out the Christian community about that they need to be more like Jesus.
Right.
That they need to be more loving of their neighbor and less judgmental of those that the outspoken, extreme right-wing, homophobic.
And some of the views came from a Christian, so I could... See where he was coming from with the views, but I didn't agree with some of the stuff he said.
Right.
But I could see where he was coming from, but the base message was good.
Right.
Like, if you're Christian, you should go out to be nice to people because that's what Jesus would want.
Right.
And that's what basically it boiled down to.
Right. And so he just really was calling out to the Christians, you know, and he was talking about how, like, Bono... You know, as an exemplary person and everything else.
Doing charities.
Doing charity and not just going out blazing people about...
Like, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Right.
You know, instead of doing that, you're supposed to show the love of Christ. I mean, when I was going to church and I was heavy and working at the church and everything else, that was the kind of person that I always tried to be. I wanted to be friends with people... that weren't Christians because I just wanted to. I mean, because frankly, the people I knew as Christians were boring. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I wanted to be friends with Christians, with people that were outside of that, because sometimes they could wall themselves off from everyone else and just be so inclusive to one another.
Right.
And now that, you know, I'm not involved in church or anything else like that, and, you know, I just feel like that I guess I'm more... agnostic, I guess.
And plus, you don't like labels. You hate labels.
I hate labels.
So I understand why you don't like to be categorized. But I categorize myself because I think that's what I am.
Right.
So
I hate the labels of the labels that I guess people care about.
Yeah, and
I don't mind being a geek. I don't mind being a nerd. I don't mind being a gamer.
But it's the controversial ones.
It's the controversial ones. It's like, pigeonhole me for one.
Well, black, you're black. Pigeonholed. I just pigeonholed you.
You're damn right I'm black. And it's okay. You know, I mean, but
that,
I don't.
That pigeonhole's
you know,
different.
If you look at me, yeah, I'm black. But if you talk to me every now and then, and if you listen, if you go through my iTunes.
You wouldn't know you're black.
You wouldn't. You know,
you would know what you were from your iTunes,
right? Because I mean, I have
classical Indian music, Afro,
you know,
Celt music.
Hell, I've started getting metal in there a little bit.
Gross.
Not none of that death metal crap, man. I can't. I can't do that. You know, it's hard. One, because I can't understand what they're saying. You know what I'm saying?
And the music is really annoying to
right,
me.
Right, right. So, I mean, so I'm
those
not,
combined.
You know, I can't do that. Yeah. I mean, I've even started listening to country more lately. I don't know.
Yeah, I like some country.
If it's my old age or not my young age or whatever.
It's your young.
It's my young age. That's right.
No,
Renee heard it.
Old age.
Renee said it.
Old age. So, so we watched that and it was interesting because I like to learn new things. So,
right.
I'm going to roll for the movie for next week that we're going to watch, Jeff, because I watch movies this week.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. All right, so. Give it up and ready?
I have it here, but Oh, instant cue.
Oh. You have one job.
I had Netflix up.
One job in this segment.
I was looking at.
You don't have to do any math. You don't have to think. You just.
I was too busy checking out Heath Ledger on Brokeback Mountain cover.
All right. Okay. Okay. That is 134.
134 is going to be Man on Wire.
Oh, I keep trying to see this, so maybe this will prompt me to see this.
This documentary is so boring.
Have you seen it already?
I can't remember.
Well, then, whoa. You say it's boring, but you can't remember.
Yeah.
How many stars has it been given?
I know Scott talked about it a whole lot, didn't he?
I mean, if Scott liked it, of course it's good. Because Scott likes it.
It's a documentary. And you know, everybody that has streaming Netflix loves documentaries. So it has 3.5 stars. I like documentaries. They said that we will more than likely... What did Netflix say?
4 stars.
Next, Netflix says our best guess for us is going to be 3.4 stars. Hmm. So the average is 3.6 stars. So we'll see. We'll see how great. So the Man on Wire.
Wire Man.
Yeah, the Wire Man. Yeah, it's about the guy that walks across a high wire between New York's Twin Towers.
How much documentary can you do about that?
Oh, so it was the Oscar winner for best documentary.
Oh, see, it could be great. Yep. It could be great.
But it was filmed in 1974. Oh no, 2008.
Okay, see,
but it's from 1974. So
anyway, so it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
Yep. All right. So, along with all the movies we watched and everything else, with it being a rainy weekend, it rained from like Friday morning until Sunday morning, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And then it stopped for a few hours, and then it started raining again Sunday evening.
Mm-hmm.
We did some wowing.
Of course we did.
Which was great. It was fun.
I mean, I like talking about WoW because I play it. That's the game I play all the time, and I'm still having a blast. I'm doing my battle pet that's going along great. Chugga, chugga, chugga. And we're doing our dailies. I'm still looking for a raid team, which is really bumming me out. But I'm going to find one.
So, being a couple makes finding a raid team interesting.
Because people hate having couples on their raid team. They just hate it.
People assume that most couples, you know, that they bring drama and then they also bring liability, which if...
I can understand. If my internet does go out,
which it hasn't, in the past 2 years, and maybe once, when we were raiding with Not in the Face,
once,
it hasn't happened because we both work in tech, we work at home, and we have to have good, stable internet at our house.
And drama, please.
And drama, I don't have time for that. I mean,
I ain't got no time for that.
I ain't got no time for no drama. So
trying to convince people that we would be a good asset to a raid team, we gotta talk ourselves up. I hate having to do that.
But sometimes it's not worth talking up.
No, I'm like, look, fine. You know,
I mean, because I know that there's a raid team out there
that's good for us.
That's good for us.
Because I mean, they were hesitant to take us on to Not in the Face, but we didn't know until after they had taken us on.
Right.
We'd been with them a while, but they were hesitant about us. But they didn't question us, which is awesome.
Right. So, I mean, here's my thing. I mean, if we end up just doing LFR for MOP, you know, and we grew up that way, I know, Renee, that makes you sad.
It'll make me sad if that happens at some point. I'll be sad.
But we can say we saw the content, and we got to see the content together.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I think Renee, she's longing, and she misses the days, which I miss those days of Not in the Face raid.
I tend to be very nostalgic. Like, I want to go back to the time and when I loved something.
What I'm afraid will happen, we get on the raid team, and it's nothing like Not in the Face. I mean, Not in the Face was a special group.
That was... I loved that great group.
That group,
great.
I honestly believe that was the most cultural, diverse group. And that was a raid team in AIE.
Yeah.
Because we had a Dominican, we had some Hispanics, we had some Asians, we had some black people, we had I mean, it was like the United freaking Nations.
Yeah.
And this raid group.
And I never laughed as hard in WoW as I did with that raid group. And
yes, we had Canadians also.
Yes, there were three Canadians.
And the people thinking that we were liable.
And there was a Brazilian.
But here's the thing. People thinking that we were unreliable as a couple. The Canadians freaking playing hockey about 9 months out of the freaking year. Ella never could make it to a raid because he's like, hockey. Oh, I got hockey. I got hockey.
Is that how Canadians
I got hockey.
Talk?
I got to play hockey. I can't be there. I got boxing day. You know, it's like, really? Oh, it's summertime. I have a family vacation every week.
Yeah, because so they're I always, can't be there. They're always off freaking work.
I'm a boot to go
time.
Play hockey. Eh? You know?
And I know that no raid team is ever going to be like, not in the face. I know this in my mind.
I'm hoping you realize that.
I want
that.
It to be, but I know it's not going to be.
It is not going to be.
Yes, I am using this podcast as a platform to find a raid group because I would love to raid again. I need a group that's competent, knows what they're doing, and and is fun. So there you go. And it's not.
Because I don't think you're going to find a group that's going to allow you to talk about one guy's mama all the time.
It won't, and that's fine.
And we have a theme song before we play the raid.
I know.
I'm doing your mom. You know what I'm
saying?
I'll
never find another group like Not in the Face, and I realize that. I do. I promise you. I realize that.
Okay, okay.
I got it.
I'm afraid.
But I just want to find a group that I like.
Because I'm afraid
doing.
That you're going to get your hopes up. And
I'm not.
And one thing, we're lazy also. Renee and I are not going to lead a raid team because we did lead a raid team when we first got the AIE.
It was a horrible experience.
And
I'll never lead another raid team again.
We did well. You know, we made it halfway through Old War, which was the hardest raid. But every week we had a fill-in. For a healer or a DPS.
It was never consistent.
And then we had people that would show up ungemmed, enchanted.
So we would never make progress and the group just fell apart. Because we weren't making any. We were fighting the same bosses every week. And who wants that?
Right. That? So
that's my WoW thing. I'm looking for a raid group. But I'm still enjoying doing dailies because I'm that kind of person.
And when Renee says I, she means we.
You aren't as enthusiastic.
Okay, who, Renee?
Yes.
Who has been reaching out to raid leaders?
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about raiding. I was talking about dailies.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you said, I'm not enthusiastic about what?
About dailies.
Oh, I don't mind doing the dailies. I just like joking you about being a slave driver. I thought you said I wasn't enthusiastic about raiding.
No, I know you are. You have been doing things.
I'm out sending DMs. I'm out sending private messages.
You're out like there with the sandwich board walking back and forth in front of the store. That's
no,
how
I'm
much
not
you're
flipping the sandwich board. I'm like, here's our portfolio. We're ready, you know. We're geared up and ready to go for anybody that what you know.
Right. So
that's competent. And
wow,
cool.
This is the most time we talked about WoW in a long time.
Yeah, and so while we also watched this week a lot of our television shows. We're still loving New Girl,
Mindy Project.
The Mindy Project is freaking hilarious.
Oh my gosh, it is so. I never thought it would be this funny.
Right.
I don't think of her as on The Office anymore.
Right.
Like, I think of her as on The Mindy Project.
Right.
Like, this show exceeded my expectations.
Right.
And Ben and Kate and Almost Normal, their Tuesday lineup is awesome.
Right.
Love their Tuesday lineup. It's ABC, right. I think.
Yeah, it's one of them.
And
we've been watching those, and we actually kicked off Last Resort.
We watched one episode of Last Resort.
Yep.
And then we never went back to it, so we're like, hey. Okay,
so
we're done.
So it bit the dust. We watched a few more Arrows, and we also watched a few more of Mob Doctor.
And those are good enough to keep. So.
Right. So, and then also this week, I actually played some other games besides WoW. And I'm in episode 2 of The Walking Dead from the Telltale game. And I'm enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it. I like the story. I know it's not, quote, some people would think a game. But, you know, I'm enjoying the content, I guess I can say. And then speaking of gaming, on the other podcast that I'm on with Grumpy Old Man, that's part of the Gaming After Dark Network, We're doing the Gaddies, the annual Gaddies, which is our gaming award show. It's going to be on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Look for a live tweet from me. It'll be the host from Grumpy Old Men After Dark, Gaming After Dark, and Tyria After Dark. And we'll be talking about games, our awards, and everything else. And I'm going to have to fight some people when I say that Guild Wars 2 is not Game of the Year, in my opinion.
Oh, they're going to duke it out.
And fair enough, I'm not going to come out and say WoW is Game of the Year or Mr. Pandera is Game of the Year, but they need to... I never been so closed-minded in WoW where everything was just WoW.
Right.
Even though if that was the only thing I played, I knew there was other stuff out there outside of WoW. So it's going to be a throwdown on Wednesday with Cowboy and Nick Super.
So that's GoMad,
on
right?
Wednesday. Well,
the Gaddies the are Gaddies, Wednesday?
The Gaddies going to be Wednesday.
I thought you said it was Friday. Oh,
well, they changed it because... So it's Wednesday. That's the only, you know, somebody has to be at church for
They're going
to
talk
hours.
About 3 hours.
I know.
About this.
I know.
But that's okay because I got pet battles.
Renee's going to be doing her pet battles. She's like,
I'm excited
okay.
about the Gaddies because I get to do my pet
Jay.
Battles.
No Jay. I get to do the pet battles. So, yeah. I'm going to get all my pets. What? Pokemon? All right. Let's jump into a bit of food.
The fridge is not prepared.
I am the salsa master.
Yeah, I should get him an apron that says salsa master. So how did you become the salsa master, Jay?
Because of my laziness.
It does pay off to be lazy.
It does pay off to be lazy. So again, it was raining all weekend, and you know, Renee has stocked our refrigerator with nothing but burritos from Costco.
That is not true. We do not have a refrigerator full of boxes of burritos. We only have 2 boxes of burritos.
But, so I ended up having a burrito on Saturday, and I wanted salsa, and we have been out of salsa, and I did not want to go to Kroger to get salsa because I was like, you know what? It's raining outside. It's cold. I just don't feel like going out. So I was like, okay, wait a minute. We had a tomato in our CSA box. We have some tomato sauce that we had left over.
It was Costco, so you know it's a lot of tomato sauce.
And we had like all these seasoning stuff. I was like, so I got on my phone and I Googled, can I make salsa out of tomato sauce? And people were like, well, you know, you're just making paste. This is what a lot of people said. But then I finally found a recipe that it was actually pretty easy. I mean, I just chopped up our tomatoes. You found some chilies in the mm-hmm. cupboard. I put some of those in there. I put in chili powder, cayenne pepper, cilantro, dried cilantro, because we didn't have fresh cilantro, garlic powder, garlic pepper, garlic salt, and some other herbs and spices, especially spices. And I made this chili.
And we didn't have any onion, so there's no onion.
Right. So I mixed everything up before I put tomato sauce in, and I tasted it. And I was like, oh, wow, this is spicy. So I put in some tomato sauce because I found out that you can cut some of the heat mm-hmm. with the tomato sauce. And I mixed it up and everything. And it turned out great.
It was great. Oh, it was so good. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. I was so excited. So Jay.
So the next day.
Said he's going to be awesome. Right. And do what?
And I made a batch of salsa yesterday. So we went to the grocery store. I got some onions, some more tomato, and some other things that I needed to make it. And I made the salsa again.
We even wrote everything down.
And this time Renee, she was great, and she wrote it down for me. As I was going through it.
Oh, my gosh, guys, this salsa is so good.
So we'll be sharing our little recipe.
Yeah, I got to get up on the...
I think what I'm going to do, because I'm going to have to make another batch probably like Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to follow a recipe like that and then see how it turns out and everything. And then, you know, and you can make it as spicy, as mild as you want. And it, I mean, I'm excited and it tastes great. So, hey, I couldn't hate on it.
And Jeff joined the chat room.
Oh, he did.
So, Jeff, make sure you go back to the beginning of the media section after you, like, when it's finally up. I want you to hear something. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Right.
But, yeah, you're going to like what you hear. So,
Jeff, that was probably my fault. I think I should have retweeted. I don't think I retweeted myself.
I retweeted you.
Oh, okay. Well, Jeff's from Canada. You know how they are. They don't listen to women.
They don't like women, black people, sunshine.
And they don't share poutine.
Oh, so we have two Canadians in the room.
I know. Canadian power up in here.
You people.
Maple leaf power. Air power.
Twin maple leaves.
Air power. Oh, anyway. So yeah, I made the salsa.
so yeah, Jay's salsa man.
Yeah, I'm the salsa man. And then so last night, I was watching some of our extra channels from when we got the brown coat special.
You're trying to make your extra money worth it.
But it's actually pretty good. You have to admit. I mean, we're watching DIY channel. And we actually watched Cooking Channel yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
And on the Cooking Channel, it was, I can't remember the name of the show, but they were talking about just like food and everything else, like holiday food. And for some reason, they start talking about, did you know that there's 32 yards of noodles?
In one can.
In one can of Campbell's soup?
Now, that's crazy.
I still think that's a lie, for one. I think there's a lot.
What? No. If you laid it out, that would be 30. There's a lot of noodles in there.
But what size can? Is it like the regular small can?
No, the regular can.
Just, they said it's...
Okay, we're going to try it.
Not 32 yards, 32 feet. Sorry.
32 feet. 32 sorry. Feet. Yeah. Okay, so that's, it's not yards. Whew, so that's that'd 10, be horrible.
So that's 10, 32 10 yards, feet. 10 yards, 2 feet.
I don't know, something like that. Now, yeah. Now do you agree?
No.
Okay, we're
going
to try that when it's
10
warm.
Yards will be hanging it from our ceiling in the living room down to the floor.
Yes. Fine. When it gets warm in the spring, we're going
to
do this.
I want Mythbusters to do it.
There go. How are they going to do something that can easily be busted by a child? You know? They're not going to do
it. Oh, my God. This sounds like we had a meeting today. And one of my team members was like, well, my boss is asking for a day that they can decommission a server, right? And he was like, well, what kind of day you want? I can give you any kind of day. I can just turn the server off any day. And Steve said, my son Jake can come in here and just turn any server off. But you're here to make sure it doesn't cause any issues.
That's funny.
So, yeah. So, I don't believe there's 30. We're going to have to do that. Okay.
In the spring. I will set a reminder for ourselves.
Okay.
At the end of April. That's probably good.
All right. End of April, we're going to take the noodles out of Campbell's soup chicken noodle.
And measure it.
And measure to see if it's 32 feet of noodle.
We'll do that right now.
Okay.
We're going to do that. All
right. And one of the things we found out was that for some odd reason that I have yet to find out, Louisville, Kentucky consumes the most chicken noodle, Campbell's chicken noodle soup in the world.
In the world. The city that we're in loves chicken noodle soup, apparently.
For some reason, that was on the documentary. And I Louisville. Have no reason why the hell Louisville eats so much damn chicken noodle soup.
I don't know. I mean, whenever I was sick, actually, I ate a lot of it when I was a kid. It was chicken noodle, and it was vegetable beef, and it was tomato.
I ate a lot of chicken noodle soup, too. But how in the hell?
Because people love chicken noodle soup.
Now,
that's
I know
I
your Uncle
say.
Elwin, you know, I know your Uncle Elwin like, go through a case of chicken noodle soup in a week.
Yeah.
And your sister admitted to having at least one can.
Now, I don't have chicken noodle soup.
That's because we eat Healthy Choice chicken noodle.
I kind of got disillusioned with the chicken noodle soup, the Campbell's chicken noodle soup. I like big piece of chicken.
You like the big piece of chicken, the little.
And with different vegetables, except celery. Yeah, it's good.
So, I don't know what we're doing here. I don't know why we eat so much chicken noodle soup.
I don't know. It's crazy.
Apparently, we do. So, anyway, I'm Salsa Man, chicken noodle soup. Oh, weight loss update. This is Woo-hoo. Week 23 of our weight loss.
No, keep going.
What was that?
I forgot to do the frog pants, people.
Oh, it's still total today. I mean, it's still end of the day. It's still Monday.
I know.
You can do it after the show.
Yeah, I'll do it after the show. All right. So where we at?
Renee has failed and didn't do the frog pants total. Oh, but I said that was okay. So I'm not going to bring it back up. So this past week, I lost 1 pound for a total of 64.8 pounds. And Renee, you lost?
I lost 2.2 pounds this week.
And that's a total of?
62.2 pounds.
And so our weekly total loss was 3.2, and our grand total for 23 weeks has been 127 pounds. High five. Yeah.
Our deaths are a little too far apart for a good one, but hey.
And I found out today, I went to Sandy today at work, and I said, Sandy, Renee and I have officially lost to Sandy. And she narrowed her eyes at me and said, no, you didn't. I said, yes, we did. We lost 127 pounds. She was like, damn you. Because I got on the scale today. And I weighed 126.8.
That's awesome. Look at you guessing her weight.
Wow.
Oh, already knew her weight.
No, I didn't know her weight.
Oh,
okay. I didn't know her weight.
Look
I told
at
her,
you
I
guessing.
Told her, no, I told her we lost to Sandy. We lost 100. And she got pissed off with me.
That's funny.
So, yeah. So, Renee's going to tweet. So, just watch the Twitter on the Frog Pants group. But I know it's going to be outstanding because we have more people joining. We have a lot of people that are out there. And a special shout out to our new members. You know, we have Glenn that just joined. Malinor just joined. We had Paul Fox join us as well from the podcast, East Coast, West Coast podcast. Mm-hmm. And just want to welcome them. And also a special shout out to Mr. Mike Andrews.
Mike Andrews has been stepping up and is a leader in the Lose It group, which is awesome. He keeps everybody motivated. Yep. He comments a lot. And so I really love to see people getting involved.
Yeah, I'm really glad about that because I know I've been busy at work a lot. And I've had to cut back a little bit with some of not my involvement, but I would comment a lot during the day.
Right.
But lately, we've been so busy at work, holidays and everything else, I haven't been able to.
Right.
And I'm thankful for you, Renee, also carrying that
torch. I mean, I really try to encourage people and comment on posts and stuff like that.
And everyone else. I mean, everyone in the Frog Pants crew is great, and very supportive. And it just makes it awesome to be with such great people.
You say feet?
They have feet.
Odds and ends.
All right, we're going to talk about a little bit some birthdays and whatnot.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Happy birthday. Okay.
So on Wednesday, we have a great friend, Gretchen. Her birthday is Wednesday.
Happy birthday, Gretchen.
Happy birthday. On Thursday,
Daniel Reed is Thursday.
Zixa.
Okay, thank you, because you know what? I don't know people by their real name sometimes. So I count on you to tell me.
Yes, that's Zixa. Yep.
I know Zixa.
Yeah, man. He
takes good pictures.
He is house party music extraordinaire. Not this. This is the real soul party house music that reminds you of like Soul to Soul, Back to Life. And I know he's going to kill me for comparing to that, but that's the closest thing I can get to it right now. And it's just very, very great. So happy birthday to you. I wish that we were there to celebrate with you because we know you want to have a party.
He's always partying. He's a social creature.
Right.
And it is my best friend when I was young. Janessa's birthday is on Friday. Yep. We used to cut across through the yards to go to her and her sister Bethany's house. And we used to play all the time. So, happy birthday, Janessa.
Yep. And then also, my son's birthday is coming up on Sunday.
That's true.
Happy birthday, Daniel.
Happy birthday, Daniel.
That's going to be, he is entering the teenage years.
That's crazy.
And it
is 13-year-old son.
Yep.
13. That is so crazy. Yep. Hey, y'all, Jay has a 13-year-old son, and he has a 15-year-old daughter.
He's about to turn 16.
How crazy is that? Craziness.
Yep. And if you follow Scott Johnson, he sent out a tweet last night. He put a link out there. He's just trying to get a quick head count for NerdTech 2013. If you hear the sound of my voice and you follow him and you have not went out there and saw it, just go out to his Twitter account, click on the link, and just click the box to see if you're going to show up or not, and then hit submit. So just try and get some final numbers and stuff like that. And it doesn't lock you in. You're not signing your life over. So, Renee.
Yes.
How can people
contact us, damn it?
If you want to contact us, damn it, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com, which I was going to check at work, but I forgot. So I hope no one sent us an email.
No, no one sent us an email.
Good. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com and the Twitter feed where we tweet our show times and when the show is up and all that is valentinecast.
You can also call us. You can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. If you want to watch this video live, you can watch it at youtube.com/ValentineCast. My Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. T-H-E-I-C-E-F-L-O-W. Our intro and outro music is provided by Pretty Lights Music at prettylightsmusic.com. Go check them out. They have free albums out there. The music is great. If you need something to bob your head to, wind the windows down in the middle of winter and just blast it and you just feel good, go out and check them out. Play what you want. It's prettylightsmusic.com. You all have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
Yeah. Bye, everybody. Thank you, chat room.
You sound drunk when you just said that.
Chat room, thanks so much for hanging out with us. I mean,
bye.
Steph, Strumpet, Bronco, Hando, Malinor, Realtor, I see you just popped in. Greg, everybody else, Paul, thank you all. Love you guys. We'll see you all next week. And guess what? We are going to have a guest next week.
So be sure you come next week.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to have a
royal guest. Yes.
Next week. So make sure you're here.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Bye. Boobs.
Did you say boobs?